Good morning, Gina. This is Garrett West, pastor of First Baptist Gina, and this morning we'll continue exploring the question, who is Jesus? Currently, we're walking through key moments in his life and earthly ministry, focusing now on his parables. Let's look again at the parable of the sower in Matthew 13. Here it is. A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear. Today let's look at the second place where the seed landed, the rocky ground. Here's Jesus' explanation. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. Now, as opposed to the path and the birds, here the ground has multiple layers. In one sense, it's rocky. Instead of the hard path where the heart is totally hardened, it's half hard, dirt with a mixture of rocks. So parts of God's word are embraced with joy, while other parts are resisted or outright rejected, probably secretly. While the soil isn't just rocky, it's also shallow. There's no depth of soil. Or, as Jesus explains, the plant isn't able to take root. Because the soil is rocky, the roots can't spread out and take hold like they need to. Well, the result is that the plant shoots up quickly. Because the roots have nowhere to go downward, the plant is forced upward. So there's an appearance of growth, quick growth, but that quick growth is only because something is deeply wrong. Now, how is it that the quick growth is exposed for what it really is? It's the heat of the sun. Jesus tells us that this is tribulation or persecution that arises on account of the word. Just like we're wary of get-rich-quick schemes, we should be wary of this type of quick growth when it comes to someone becoming a Christian. Now hear me very clearly. I'm not saying that quick growth is bad. I'm not saying that Christians can't or shouldn't grow quickly. What I'm saying, and what Jesus' parable is suggesting, is that quick growth or the appearance of joy and passion are not adequate indicators of genuine faith. The best indicator of genuine faith is endurance despite tribulation or persecution. 1 Peter 1:6 says, "In this you rejoice, though now for a little while, if necessary, you've been grieved by various trials, so that the tested genuineness of your faith, more precious than gold that perishes though it is tested by fire, may be found to result in praise and glory and honor at the revelation of Jesus Christ." You see that? Tested genuineness. Many are quick to say, "I believe," or "I'm a Christian," especially in America. Why is that? Because here there is little genuine persecution. However, there are also many who do not remain. And why is that? Because eventually trials do come, and the genuineness of our faith is tested for our own good. So how is it with you? Can you say, like Horatio Spafford, who lost his children in a sudden tragedy, "Whatever my lot thou hast taught me to say, it is well with my soul." Cling to Christ in faith, and then you will know this trial-enduring peace.